She didn't know I was, we were going to have Bible study.
They're waiting for you.
Go to 2 Timothy. Sorry.
Huh?
Sorry, I didn't tell you.
Awesome.
2 Timothy chapter 3. As I said the last time I was here, 2 Timothy was the last thing that Paul wrote just before he was beheaded. And we're going to not necessarily read it in order. We're going to study it for a few days. But I want to go to chapter 3 now. Do you have a Bible?
Yes.
Or you have an Antichrist Bible machine? This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's quite an indictment for the last days. And, as all these television preachers are talking about the last day revival, there's no revival in the last days. So this, let's go on. I could talk for 100 years about this. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. Perfect is a teleos, meaning fully tested, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now that's, to me, is a description of the church today. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They use television to sneak into widows. I mean, it's... And nobody speaks against it. Any response to all that, first chapter or third chapter?
How much different are these days? I mean, this was written a long time ago. And they always thought it was the last days. So, is there anything different then and now?
Well, then, there was abiding truth. People lived the faith. They accepted their death. Even though they were, in these times, there was more martyrs than any other time in history. But he's saying this, the reason that he knows it's that the last days, the perilous times come whenever they come, is that that's what it takes to be fully tested, so that he would be, as it says, perfect, teleos. And that's obviously the last days, because now the last thing now isn't all this obvious stuff. It's that you've got the garment spotted by the flesh. And that's just as bad as all these, but that's not talked about as much in the Old Testament. I mean, in the Bible, as I talk about it even. Because when I saw what the garment spotted by the flesh meant, that was several years after I became a believer, and I became zealous after that. Anyhow, nobody has any other thoughts. This is pretty damning. Anybody guilty of any of it?
Yeah. I like number 7.
Huh?
I like that verse 7, ever learning and never able to come to the truth. That is abstractly a wonderful scripture, because it'll wake you up. If you see that that's what's happening in you, that you're learning, and never ever come to the fulfillment of what you're
right. The fulfillment is faith alone.
Yeah,
that's the end.
Right, and that's fully tested. Tell you the whole wrap up of that.
Well, let's look at another similar. Go to. Yeah, Philippians chapter 3. Anybody there? Finally. And this is also written. This was probably I should have talked about that earlier, but this was also written in the time that Paul was imprisoned. And just not too long before his beheading. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Now, you know, we could go through what each of those are, but I've done that many times. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteous, which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Well, we could spend a year on that one. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. But I follow, and perfect, as you, as we know, is, means fully tested. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting or neglecting those things which are behind, and reach forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, by the same, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk as so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind or give breath to earthly things. For our conversation, our manner of life, is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus, who shall change or metamorpho our live, our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Now, whose God is their belly, their appetites. Let's quickly go to Genesis 3.
Where did you go?
Genesis chapter 3. Starting verse 11. Well, let's start at 9. And the Lord. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And these are the words to the serpent. And again, as I have to say this all the time because it's so out there. In all ancient cultures that I'm aware of, their mind has always been a parable. The snake has always been a parable for your mind. More cunning than any other creature. From the time we first have self-awareness, it's all self-realization, self-realization, self-realization. How can I get better? How can I get more? So I believe that snake that he's talking to was their mind. Unless you believe in talking snakes that eat dust. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. By thy belly thou shalt go, or by thy belly you shall be led, by thy appetites you shall be. Same thing that we just read. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, or by thy belly you shall be led. In dust shall you eat all the days of thy life. And that's what we've done. We've eaten dust, because everything in the universe is made of dust. whether it's gold or riches or sports or anything else, it's all dust. And we've been eating dust against... We've been glorying in another person's thing. And so we're... What he said in the scripture we just read about there's God is their appetites, his glory is their shame, for they mind earthly things. It's the same thing that he said here. Thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, by thy belly you shall be led. And dust shall you eat all the days of your life. And that's the lot of the human race. And I don't want it to be your lot. I pray that you can see how, somehow, in all of these years, that there is something in not being a part of the world, not giving breath to the world. Anyhow, that's enough. Lisa and I have to go. Any quick responses? Any amens?
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you and an amen.
All right. Take a big guy.